Conversation 1, 26 October, Friday morning. Nice day. There's many things I've learned in life, and one of the first things is that how much your problems come, just never let go of your sanity, boy. Because eventually, if you do, what happened to me, what happened with me and her will happen. I just lost it for how long, I don't know, but I was so upset about so many things in life that I just couldn't anymore. It was like such a weight lifted from my heart. But now actually, I kind of say I regret the mistakes I did. The reason why could be because she's no more in talking terms with me. She was not, she was actually using it with me. But I think I made a misjudgment there. Years of experience doesn't make me any greater. I'm still human, I forgot that at a point. But I thought that at least I could like settle things up for myself, but I just realized that I actually hurt her in such a way that it can't be undone anymore. Sucking to my friend again, and it's actually true. I have hurt her such a sense that it can't be changed anymore. Such a place that if she is written for me, eventually it will happen. So why of course I should be stressed. I should fix up the mistakes I made. I did make many mistakes in college, which I have to fix up. First thing, I let a monster grow. The monster is much more bigger than what we think, and I and few of us saw it. Four of us can see it, still can see it. That we gave too much power to a person who did not know how to handle even his crap. Can't even handle himself properly. Yeah, we say, okay, you can take care of yourself. That doesn't mean anything. You learn knowledge from just YouTube videos and say, oh yeah, I'm better than you. That's wrong. No one is better than nobody in this world. We have our marking system, our education system is all corrupt. Actually, that's the truth to say. That we don't have a perfect system. We don't have a symmetrical system that analyzes us, that gives us our occupational behavior according to the way we behave and the way we, our attributes in life. No, it's all you score, you become a doctor. You don't score, you die. That's it. You can't survive in this world without education. That's what they're trying to say. But eventually they're trying to put us down into a place where I have to kill someone, I have to push someone down so that I can move forward. Isn't that what they are giving us now? Isn't that our education system now? Isn't that our life system now? Isn't that what we are trained to do all these years? If I push you, I have to push someone down. I have to talk bad about them so that I could push myself up. What's the point of living? Humanely. Okay, let's put it in that sense. What's the point of living when we can't even judge our own people? What I mean is humans, yeah? That even animals sometimes show more love and care and compassion than we do. Actually, they do much more. The way that they work is like, you help me, I help you, that's it. Animals, the instincts about animals are much more clearer than human beings. And it's still a statement to be said that humans do make errors. We can never become godly. God is just belief. We can never become pure belief. It's impossible. We will still make mistakes. We will still lie. So it's impossible to say that we can become God. We can become pure belief. No, it's really impossible. But that happened. That was one of the mistakes I did. which I regret till now. I should not have done that story. I should have not done that thing. If I could undo it with a blank of a finger, I would have done it immediately. And I would be still talking to her, still chatting with her. Maybe it would have went to, I would have become even closer with her through these few weeks. But I did a mistake which I feel so much regret now, but I'm just trying not to show it off. Even now when I think of it, I feel like a few drops of tears are coming out of my eyes, saying that I did a mistake. I need to admit it to her, but the problem is she willing to listen to me? Was she ever willing to listen to me? As she had no feelings for me, according to her, but was she ever willing to listen for me? If I had died, the question is always there. I ask my friends once in a while, if I had ever died, would she come and cry for me? Were we that close? Yes, no, maybe no. But it could be a maybe yes. There was always my doubt. Was she playing with me? Did she actually like me, but she was just putting the feelings aside due to other reasons, but was more indulged into her own feelings and her own one for some other reason? But I still feel that, like, I wanted more from her. I just wanted to be more than a friend, of course, that's true. But I wanted to be a very close buddy that she said she can lie to someone and say, hey, do you have a boyfriend? Maybe. Someone that close. But not yet there. Because I have a long age to go and she too. I wasn't just speaking for my party, I would like to speak for her party as well. That I can't be always thinking about myself, and I don't. Eventually, I've sacrificed more time for that girl than I have for my own self-esteem. She wants anything, she asks for it, I would do it in a gift day. Why should I? I don't do that to every Tom, Dick and Harry I see. Of course, the people close to me get that kind of therapy, but do I do that to everybody I know? No. I do that to the closest who are there with me. And she was the closest, I thought. But during my point of hardness, she showed me the face which I could not believe till now. She showed me the attribute which I wanted not to happen. But I'm not going to regret all this stuff, even though the feeling is killing me and say, Krishna, regret, Krishna, go ahead and regret. But I am not going to regret for what I did. But I'm trying to, I'm going to fix it up as much as possible. Maybe it's not fully compatible, but I'm gonna try to fix it up and show her that I'm not the guy she thinks I am. I'm a guy brought up well. And I think that's one of my strongest factors in life. I was brought up by people who knew how to take care of people, who were with people, who merged with people. Of course, we are selfish, that's human nature, but I think I've got that selfish attribute out of myself because I have a combination of four gurus in life. Both my aunts, my aunties, my chitapa, my mengapa, and my dad. So my mom, five gurus, six, including my grandma. So six gurus in my life. Six gurus which show me different ways and idealities of life. Show me different ways of handling problems. Six different people with six different mentalities. Yeah, they do go through a certain era of wavelength, but six gurus who can change someone's perspective towards something. So I merged with something called as a multiple view from different ages, from different levels of education, and from different personalities. So I hope that I am given the gift, the holy gift of education, thanks to my aunts, the holy gift of language, thanks to my aunts as well, and my uncle and my dad and everybody else, and the holy gift of maths and science, so that I can accept these things in life. But I do see there are mistakes which cannot be undone, and there are things which I feel that I should have corrected by myself. And I will correct this mistake, slowly, maybe with help from you again, close by the mind. But I think this mistake can be corrected. It's not a long way, but it is possible. It's going to take a long time, but it is possible. Just going to thank God for whatever I got, whatever I get, whatever moments, good moments I had. It was really a very good 2.5 months what a wonderful girl. She was full charismatic. She was special, actually. Not to say beauty-wise, I saw many other beautiful girls there. But she was different. Maybe that's what makes her attractive to me. Her personality to say, okay, why not do this? Okay. Even in moments of stress and distress, moments of panic, she can come to you and say, hey Krishna, hey, like a sad sales nut girl. But I don't know if she was there during my every harsh and painful moment where I had arguments with multiple people, but I tried to be there during that small moments where she could not be alone. At least as a friend, not anything else more. I keep this recording to myself. Hopefully one day I may publish something about it. Let's just keep that a secret to myself. But with great prayers come great strength. With great strength comes great problems. With great responsibilities comes great problems as well. But with great sacrifices comes great gains. I hope that this gain I earn through my short experience here will help me to push me forward to become a better person soon. And a better person, not to say mentally and physically, also develop a better relationship with people and an understanding towards why things happen in life. There are some things which cannot be explained through thinking or through verbally, but all I can say is I think I made a mistake, and I'm going to correct that mistake. Maybe she will block me, she may not talk to me anymore, but I'm going to correct that mistake and make sure I can try to undo as much as possible. And that's me signing off, Krishna. That is 12 minutes and kind of say good talk. Thank you. Whoa, Krishna.